I swear my sister is a demon. This is a true story, and I'm very afraid. My sister and I have always been close. We have never been apart until she went off to college. I'm a few years behind, so I won't be leaving for another 3 years. Despite the fact that we are 3 years apart, we are still very close. We share everything from clothes to makeup to even shoes. Well, when she came home last summer, she wouldn't share anything with me at all. Nothing. I begged and pleaded. At first, she just ignored me, and then she started complaining to Mom that I wouldn't leave her alone. Then she started keeping really odd hours. She would leave at 10 o'clock and then not come back until the morning, and she'd sleep all day. I told her that she was a slut because she was out sleeping with some guy, probably, and she just shrugged and walked away. Had I done that when she still lived here, she would have slapped me. When I followed her one night, I knew I would probably get into trouble, but I didn't care. She walked to the corner of the street about a block away, then got into the car with a bunch of guys. Creepy-looking guys. I think one even saw me, because when he turned around, he had glowing red eyes, and he peered at me. I know I heard the car stop, then, and I started running. I heard it peel out behind me, and I jumped into the bushes. Then when they drove by, they all laughed. I heard my sister yell, "Go home, little bitch!" That hurt. Bad. She was never mean like that. So I told Mom, and Mom said that since she was in college and on a scholarship, that it is time she figured things out for herself. It is so frustrating. Well, I know what she is now. She's a demon. Last night when she came home, those guys dropped her off, but it wasn't her who got out of the car. When she got out, her legs were longer, her hands were huge and longer. Her hair even looked longer. And then two big wings popped from behind her back. They shook a few times and then went inside of her body. It was then that I really realized she was totally naked and her skin was a reddish brown. Then she shook all over, from her hair to her feet, and almost magically, she was herself again in the clothes that she left in. I didn't wait. I ran back to the house screaming that she was a demon. Mom came in all concerned when Marjorie walked into the house, then told me to go to bed. After a few minutes, she comes in and her stomach looked really, really big. She looked at me and burped, and her eyes flashed yellow and red. I ran out and couldn't find Mom anywhere. I've been hiding around the house waiting for Mom to come home. I don't want to go out when Marjorie is out there, or she might hurt me. I have to find Mom, though. I'm scared. I don't know where she is.